"Sometimes, Nils, life just isn't fair," his mother would say to him. She said it on this particular morning as she looked in the cupboards and found nothing to eat. "But perhaps we'll be lucky. Go out into the barn and see if there's any more wheat. I'll make some bread." So Nils picked up the jar and he walked carefully out into the yard. But when he got to the barn, he found no more than a handful of wheat. He put every last grain into the jar and he carried it as if it was gold and crystal, rubies and diamonds. He stepped out into the barnyard, still holding it as if it was the most precious thing in the world, when suddenly the wind, whoosh, the wild spring wind came rushing by and reached down into that jar with his long, windy fingers and scattered it, puff, 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 gone. "Wait," said the boy, "wait, come back, that's not fair." And without another thought, Nils began to run after the wind. He raced and he followed the wind, far and wide, north and south, up and down, without ever taking his eyes off of the wind's white, fluffy tail. He ran until he had to stop because he had come to the end, the edge of the world. He knew it had to be the edge because it dropped off into nothing. And down below, he could hear the wind. Whoosh! "Wind!" cried the boy. "Wind! It's Nils! You took something of mine! You should give it back!" The wind came rushing up. "What have I taken of yours?" "My grain," he said, "the last of our wheat. We have nothing to eat now. Fair is fair. Give it back." "Ah," said the wind, and his voice rumbled like thunder. It blew like a gale through the boy's very bones. "I'm sorry, boy. I have no grain to give you. The sparrows have eaten it. But perhaps you would accept a trade, a fair one." He disappeared over the edge of the world, and in a moment later was back, with a red and white checkered tablecloth fluttering. He laid it at the boy's feet. Nils looked at the cloth. It was a nice cloth, but what good is a tablecloth when you have no food to eat? "Ah," said the wind, "I see you have never seen a cloth such as this. This is a magic cloth. Lay it on the ground or on any table, and say these words, 'Cloth, give me something good to eat,' and you will eat your fill." "Oh, thank you," said the boy. "Why, that is more than fair, that is kind." He put it under his arm and he set off for home as quickly as he could go. He couldn't wait to show his mother. But Nils had had nothing to eat and he had run all the way to the edge of the world. So after some time he stopped. He laid the cloth out and, with a beating heart, he said those magic words. "Cloth," he said, "give me something good to eat." And just like that, in the blink of an eye, the cloth was filled from edge to edge with the most delicious dishes. Ooh, the boy ate and ate and ate until he was stuffed. And then, he suddenly felt tired. In no time at all, he was fast asleep in the crumbs. He awoke late in the day, and although he hurried, it was night before he made it home. But up ahead, just his luck, he could see the lights of an inn. Now, he had no money to pay for a room, but he had a plan. He crept inside. Nobody paid much attention to a dirty, small, barefoot boy like him. He found an empty table, and he spread out his cloth. Then he whispered those words that the wind had told him. "Cloth," he said, "give me something good to eat." And just like that, with a creak and a groan, the table was laden with a feast. Everyone put down their forks and their knives and their drinks, and they stared at this boy. He soon found that he had many, many friends. The innkeepers, the husband and wife, insisted, with a little glint in their eyes, that he spend the night in the finest room they had. And so, in moments, he was fast asleep, with his head sinking into a pillow and his covers pulled up to his chin. He slept so soundly that he did not hear the creak, creak, creak coming up the steps. He didn't hear the of the door opening. He didn't notice the two figures take his magic cloth and leave an ordinary red and white checkered one in its place. In the morning, breakfast was already made and he was in a hurry to get home. So he simply kept the cloth tucked under his arm until he made it back to his mother's house. "Nils," she said, "where have you been? I've been worried sick." "Mother," he said, "I've made a fair trade with the wind. Oh, what an adventure I've had." He gave us this for the last of the wheat, and he spread the cloth out on the ground. She stared at him. A tablecloth? Mother, watch this. Cloth, he said, give me something good to eat. Nothing happened. Cloth, he said, cloth, give me something good to eat. But still there was nothing. Cloth, he said, give me something good to eat. Until at last he had to admit that the magic was gone, and his mother, she patted his head and she said, well, my boy, as I've always told you, sometimes life just isn't fair. No, he said. And before she could say another word, he turned around and he ran back the way he had come. And he didn't stop until he came to the edge of the world. Wind, he cried out, wind. The wind came rushing up. My gift doesn't work. That wasn't a fair trade. You must give me a new one, said the boy. Fair is fair. The wind thought, and he said, I'm sorry, boy, but I have no more magic cloths. But perhaps this will satisfy you. And he blew up onto a grassy hillside. He bent the grasses down flat and revealed a beautiful white goat with eyes the color of gold. Oh, said the boy, thank you. Ah, but this is no ordinary goat. This goat is not simply for milk. Feed this goat a bit of grass and see what she does. So the boy picked some grass. He held it out in his hand. The little goat ate it up happily, and then her ears twitched. Meh, she said. Her tail lifted up, and plink, 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 down fell gold coins. Oh my, said the boy, thank you. He gathered up the gold, he put a little rope around the goat's neck, and he began to lead her home. But this goat was hungry. She insisted on stopping every few feet to eat. And then, plink, 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 down would fall the gold. Niels's pockets were so full of money that he could hardly walk, and he was relieved when he came to the inn. Oh, his friends were happy to see him, and they marveled at his trick. Until it was night, they put the goat in the stable with the other animals, and they put Niels in the finest room where he was soon fast asleep. He didn't see the two shadows creeping out with another little white goat, and in the morning he was in such a hurry to get home he didn't notice a thing. He didn't stop until he came back to his mother's barnyard, and there she was. Oh, Nils, she clapped her hands. My goodness, I was wrong. What a fair barter you've made. What a bargain, a milk goat. Ah, but watch this, mother, he said. He took some hay. He fed it to the goat. Her ears twitched. Meh, she said. Her tail lifted up, and plop, plop, plop. What fell down was not gold. Nils, she said, but before she could say another word, he had turned. He ran and ran, and for the third time he returned to the edge of the world. Wind, he cried, and the wind was there in a moment. Are you not satisfied, he asked. And then he had Nils tell him the whole story, every detail from beginning to end, and since the wind was very old and very wise, he knew exactly what present he should give the boy. He blew up into a dead tree, and he knocked down a limb just the size of a walking stick. This will solve your troubles, he said. Simply cry out, stick, lay on, or stick, lay off. A stick? Thought Nils, a stick? And for the first time, his heart sank, and he thought, perhaps his mother was right. Thank you, he managed, and he made his way home. But he dragged his feet so much and he walked so slowly that it was night and he found himself again at the inn. Nils, they said, our friend, you're back. Ooh, a stick, a magic stick. What does this do? Nothing, he said. And since he still had one coin in his pocket, he bought the cheapest room in the house. There was no pillow. There was no blanket. It wasn't even really a bed. It was stuffed with straw. It was lumpy and bumpy and itchy and scratchy. He couldn't sleep. And so he lay there, tossing and turning, thinking and thinking over all that had happened to him. He was still awake. And so this time, he heard the creak, creak, creak coming up the steps. He heard the of the door. And suddenly he understood. He remembered the gift the wind had given him, and he cried out, "Stick, lay on!" The stick leapt up as if it was alive, and it began to beat the innkeepers, the husband and the wife. It boxed their ears, it poked them in the stomachs, it knocked their knees, it stamped on their toes until they cried, "Help, help, all right, we'll stop, we'll give it all back, please!" "Stick, lay off," he said. The stick leapt into his hand. And the next morning at dawn, Nils went home with his magic cloth, his little white goat, and his walking stick. When his mother met him in the yard, this time even she had to admit that sometimes fair is fair.